is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Mike Brown. The UN Security Council, according to media reports, is set to meet today and discuss the assassination of Haiti President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said four people suspected of carrying out Wednesday's assassination were killed in a shootout with police. Chief Leon Charles told reporters in Port-au-Prince that two of the suspects, whom he described as mercenaries, were arrested during the shootout. Three police officers who were held hostage by the suspected assassins were freed. A manhunt was launched shortly after Moïse was gunned down at his home in a wealthy suburb of Port-au-Prince. Before dawn on Wednesday, Baki Edmond, Haiti's ambassador to the United States, told reporters that Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic and its airports are closed. Asked by VOA whether officials knew the nationality of the gunman, Edmond said he was unsure, but based on video footage obtained by the National Police and deemed credible, the assassins posed as agents of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. The ambassador said First Lady Martine Moïse, who was also shot during the attack, is in stable but critical condition after being transferred to a hospital in Miami, Florida. One of the president's children, who was home during the attack, has been taken to a secure location, according to authorities. Meantime, Prime Minister Claude Joseph has assumed leadership of Haiti with the help of police and the military and decreed a two-week state of siege following Moïse's killing, which stunned the nation already grappling with some of the Western Hemisphere's highest poverty, violence, and political instability. President Joe Biden condemned the assassination, expressing condolences in a statement issued by the White House. Biden called the attack worrisome. For more news, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The Japanese government is expected to announce today that it will impose a new state of emergency for Tokyo due to the rise of new COVID-19 cases across the country. The government's economy minister and head of its coronavirus response efforts told reporters the state of emergency will begin July 12th and last until July 22nd, covering the duration of the Olympics, which take place July 23rd through the 8th of August. The new state of emergency will likely prompt the government to either scale back the number of spectators allowed to witness Olympics events to 5,000 or ban them altogether. Foreign spectators have already been banned from attending the event. Multiple rockets were fired at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq's capital early Thursday, according to Iraqi security sources, the latest in a series of attacks on U.S. military and diplomatic sites in recent days. The rockets did not hit the embassy, instead landing elsewhere in Baghdad's fortified Green Zone. The United States has blamed Iran-backed militias operating in Iraq and Syria for a wave of attacks on U.S. troops and military facilities where they are based. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has begun serving a 15-month prison term. Zuma turned himself over to authorities Thursday to obey the order from the country's highest court, the Constitutional Court, that he should serve a prison term for contempt of court. 2 weeks after the collapse of a Florida condominium, officials announcing Wednesday that they were shifting from rescue to recovery as there was no chance of life. The Miami-Dade Assistant Fire Chief telling families whose loved ones remain unaccounted for, that rescue dogs' listening devices would be removed and that workers will continue to search for human remains. No survivors have been found since the earliest hours after half of the building collapsed back on June the 24th. Right now, the death toll standing at 54 after 8 bodies were recovered on Wednesday, according to the Miami-Dade mayor, and 86 people are still unaccounted for. A container ship anchored in Dubai caught fire late Wednesday, causing an explosion felt across the commercial hub of the United Arab Emirates. There were no immediate reports of casualties at the port. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News. We'll be right back.